Shalom, Australia. On Wednesday night and Thursday, Israel observed Yom HaZikaron LaShoah UleGevurah, Holocaust Memorial Day. On Wednesday night, at the state ceremony at Yad Vashem, six survivors told their stories of persecution and survival and expressed their gratitude and pride in the families they have built in Israel. Yoshua Heschel Freud was born in 1913 in Velká Kapuce in Czechoslovakia to a family of nine. His father was the community's rabbi from a Hasidic rabbinical family. He survived Auschwitz. In February 1948, Yoshua arrived in Israel. In 1952, he married Rivka, whose uncle had been with him in the camps. Yoshua and Rivka had three children, 14 grandchildren, and 33 great-grandchildren. Chaim Grosbone was born in 1937 in Poland to a religious family of four. As a small child, he survived in the forests for many months, spending entirely for himself. Eventually, he was found and sent to a Belarusian orphanage. In the early 1960s, Chaim immigrated to Israel. In 1965, he married Eliza. They have two children and five grandchildren. Sarah Kane, Nay Iskovich, was born in 1919 in Catholic Czechoslovakia to a religiously traditional family of eight. Her parents owned a patisserie where she and her siblings worked. Her older siblings, Rachel and Ir, immigrated to Israel before the war. She and two younger sisters survived the death march. In June 1946, Sarah, Ethel and Miriam reached Israel. After being detained by the British at Atlit, they made their way to Gan Shmuel. Sarah married Avraham and has three children, 10 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. Yosef Labi was born in 1928 in Benghazi, Libya, to a family of 19. He was the grandson of Rabbi Eliyahu Labi, a rabbi and dayan in Benghazi. Yosef was a member of the Maccabi Zionist movement. He survived Bergen-Belsen. After being smuggled into Israel, Yosef lived on several kibbutzim, volunteered for the Palmach, and fought in Israel's War of Independence. He and his wife Yvonne have a son and a daughter, seven grandchildren, and a great-granddaughter. Lonia Rosenhoch, near Wódka, was born in 1920 in Radom, Poland, to a family of five. Her father was a shoemaker and a member of the Bund. She survived Auschwitz along with her sister. In March 1948, she made Aliyah to Kibbutz Afikim, where she married Yaakov and worked as a teacher of young immigrants. Lonia and Yaakov had three children, six grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Robert Tomaszow was born in 1916 in Czechoslovakia to a religious family of eight. In 1933, one of Robert's brothers immigrated to Israel. After escaping from the deportation point to Auschwitz with forged papers, he found himself in a labor camp, which he survived. He married Miriam, an Auschwitz survivor, and they immigrated to Israel in 1948 and have a son and a daughter and two granddaughters. Thousands of young Jews from 40 nations marched alongside a handful of Holocaust survivors and Polish teenagers on Thursday in March of the Living at Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. Tel Aviv rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, himself an Auschwitz survivor, joined the marchers. Eight Knesset members from across the political spectrum attended the annual event, including Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, who addressed participants after the march. She said many in Europe, even in modern Europe of 2016, are only willing to accept the Jew in one role and one role only, that of a victim, a perpetual victim. A strong and thriving state of Israel, one which wins its wars and overcomes its enemies, is a state that many in Europe find difficult to accept. Does such a state have a place in the world? Does it have a right to exist? Here in Birkenau, I will say this. The existence of the State of Israel is justified in every moment, even when it enjoys, as we do today, a time of prosperity, even in days of great strength. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who stayed in Israel to attend official state memorial events, addressed the 10,000 participants via a video link. He said, "It is here that the Jews were burnt to death. Millions perished and nobody lifted a finger. So it was a double tragedy, the tragedy of extermination and the tragedy of neglect. The March of the Living represents the rebirth of the Jewish people, the rebirth of the Jewish state, the rebirth of the Jewish commitment to defend ourselves against those who wish to destroy us." The ceremony ended with a blast of a shofar and the singing of Hatikva. On Thursday morning in Israel, a siren sounded throughout the country for 2 minutes, and everything came to a standstill. Places of entertainment were closed all day, and television and radio broadcasts on Holocaust-related programming only. IDF Deputy Chief of Staff Major General Yair Golan caused something of a scandal when he said at a memorial service on Yom HaShoah, "If there is something that frightens me in the memory of the Holocaust, it is identifying horrifying processes that occurred in Europe 70, 80, and 90 years ago and finding evidence of their existence here in our midst today in 2016. Golan said on Thursday that his speech was not meant to compare the actions of the IDF and the State of Israel with those of the Nazis, as reported in many of the foreign media. He issued a statement saying, "It is an absurd and baseless comparison, and I have no intention whatsoever of drawing any parallel or to criticize the national leadership. The IDF is a moral army that respects the rules of engagement and protects human dignity." The IDF revealed on Wednesday, Yom HaShoah, that it had discovered another Hamas attack tunnel burrowing into Israeli territory from the Gaza Strip. It was the second such tunnel discovered in a month. The second tunnel was 28 meters deep and was located just a few kilometers from the location of the tunnel discovered and destroyed last month. On Thursday, Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon warned Hamas that Israel would not tolerate any attempts to disrupt the lives of its citizens as it responded to rocket fire from the Palestinian enclave at an Israeli population center close to the border. The IAF launched a series of airstrikes at Hamas targets. Mortar fire from Gaza continued overnight, Friday, Saturday, with one of two rockets fired landing in an open area of the Eshkol Regional Council. The second fell close to the border fence. This past week saw a small rise in violence throughout Israel and the West Bank after weeks of relative calm. On Monday night, an ultra-Orthodox man in his 60s was moderately wounded in a stabbing attack at the Lion's Gate outside Jerusalem's Old City. On Tuesday, three soldiers were injured, one seriously, in a car ramming attack near the West Bank settlement of Dolef. On Wednesday, a teenage Arab girl was arrested in the Old City in possession of a knife. A 26-year-old Hebron resident was detained on Friday morning outside the Tomb of the Patriarchs, suspected of planning to attack Israeli security forces. The man had a knife with him and said he was planning to use it in a stabbing attack. A 23-year-old was arrested near Jericho yesterday in similar circumstances. But April was the first month since September with zero fatalities among victims of terrorist attacks against Israelis. 350,000 high school students went on strike on Tuesday. The National Student and Youth Council called the strike in protest of both the cancellation of all extracurricular activities, including excursions, by the Secondary School Teachers Association, which is protesting teachers' poor working conditions, and the strike by the Transportation Ministry driving examiners, which has meant no new licenses since March. On Tuesday, instead of attending classes, students went on field trips organised by the NSYC in collaboration with the Society for the Protection of Nature. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing everybody Chag Sameach for Yom HaAtzmaut this week.